Welcome in to Draft Day here on the Rundown ESPN 102.5 The Game. We are streaming live on the Game Nashville app. What's going on? Chase McCabe, Ryan Porth. Marquise Munson is back at the Wholesaling Studios powered by RumbleOn.com. Ryan, good draft day, my friend.
It is finally here. The only live sports event that we're going to get in probably like a, what, three-month span?
I know. I'm so excited. Okay, now I will say this because it's been kind of fun through all of this to watch old sporting events, but ESPN's been running old drafts, and I don't really know how I feel about that because I haven't watched. I don't know if I care that much about the draft to watch the they're about to air the 2005 draft. They lose me there, but I understand they have to fill programming.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. If you want to watch the 05 draft, you can go watch Pac-Man get picked again.
I can do that. So we're going to do our mock draft for the entire 9 o'clock hour. We have selected, I guess by blind draw, or I don't know how we did this, but
it was a blind draw.
I have the number one overall pick, and I'm picking for the Titans. So this could be interesting as we get ready to go. So the draft order will be as follows. It'll go Chase McCabe, that's me, Jared Stillman, Ryan Porth, Marquise Munson, and then it just rotates back. So Chase, Jared, Ryan, Marquise. So that is the order. Let's say hello to Jared Stillman. I believe he is standing by from his home. Jared, what's up?
I feel like one of these guys on ESPN where I'm waiting for them to bring me into the panel. So I am so glad to be there. And I will say this. I watched the 89 draft the other day. And was literally, it was on like maybe 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night. And I was like texting Floyd about these players I had never heard of. I'm like, who is Lewis Oliver? Because Mel Kiper, a young Mel Kiper, saying, I don't know how you don't take Lewis Oliver with this pick right here. I mean, he's going to be a Pro Bowler year in and year out. I'm like, I have never heard of Lewis Oliver. Played 9 years in the league, but never the Pro Bowl, Mel. So I actually got into it. So you can knock it all you want, Chase, but I watched the 89 draft, which was like 5 months before I was born, and it was not bad.
That does not surprise me at all, by any means. By the way, shout out to Floyd on Golic and Wingo today, making some picks. So the GM getting some run. Jared, this is the first time I've really gotten to talk to you other than text through all this. So I hope you're doing well and your family's doing well as we continue to just chill at home and do our shows from there.
Hey, you, to everybody, not just you, Chase, but to everybody out there, everybody stay home. If The Last Dance got 6.1 million viewers, this draft is going to crush all kinds of records with everybody staying home. So with that, let's get to doing the draft.
I'm ready. I am ready. So, Marquise, you are standing by. You're ready to make picks. Without further ado, with the first pick in the 2020 mock NFL draft, the Cincinnati Bengals select Joe Burrow, quarterback from LSU.
Boo!
Wait, we were supposed to bring Roger Goodell out to boo him first and then make the picks, but we'll skip Roger Goodell. We'll skip the boos for now.
Sorry.
For Roger Goodell today.
No boos for Roger. Even though Bud Light has a campaign where you apparently can boo him, so there you go.
Joe Burrow.
Okay, with the second overall pick. This is the easiest pick I'm going to have to make the entire day. I'll go Chase Young, number two out of Ohio State. I don't think that he's as can't miss as everybody says he is, or he's going to be a 10-time All-Pro. I just think that those are really unreal expectations to put on a young player. But he does have the best package of size, speed, ability, everything else in this draft. Truly, I think Washington probably does need to trade out of this pick because they've got so many problems with their football team. But he is the best player to take, and if he is as good as everybody says he is, then you need difference makers, so I'll go Chase Young to the Redskins.
All right, no surprises with the first two picks, and with the third overall pick in this mock draft, the Detroit Lions select Jeff Okuda, cornerback from Ohio State. You hear a lot of rumblings about the Lions potentially trading out of number three, but if they stay there, Okuda essentially replaces Darius Slay, who they traded to Philadelphia in the offseason, and Okuda, by all accounts, is the top corner in this draft and would be a solid pick for the Lions at number three.
All right. Now it is time for the fourth pick, and I will not screw this one up because I know Daniel Jones was all right, so kudos to Daniel Jones. He wasn't bad as we thought he would be, but with the fourth pick of the 2020 NFL Draft, the New York Giants select Tristan Wirfs, offensive tackle, Iowa, because they definitely need some offensive tackles because they want to protect Saquon Barkley and, of course, Daniel Jones. So that's why I'm going to go offensive tackle there. Was going to go on defense because they do need help there. But I do think if they trade down for – I think they're going to end up trading down for Tristan Wirfs, but I'll get him here at four.
All right. I think the four spot's one of the most interesting spots in the draft, especially for the teams that are looking for – like, if you're a team that believes that Tua is healthy and you want to jump Miami or San Diego, and I don't know exactly who that would be, but if you want to be that team, the four spot is where to go. I do think that the Giants need a tackle, but I do wonder where Simmons lands if he doesn't go at four to the Giants.
Can't you see Jacksonville jumping up to four to get Tua?
I think Jacksonville is trying to move down.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, they've got a lot of picks already.
I feel like they're in tank for Trevor mode, if I'm being honest.
That's true.
I don't think so. I mean, the trade that I mean, we've all talked about is Miami moving up to three or, you know, somewhere other than five. But I don't see it with Jacksonville. I understand why you would bring that up, but I think they're going to tank for Trevor. So no surprises, really, I guess, through the first four picks based on draft need.
Nah, pretty much.
I would say no surprises.
Okay.
I was going to go Isaiah Simmons, but, you know, it's just they definitely want to build around that Daniel Jones and that offense first because they were bad on offense last year. They're bad on defense as well. But I wanted to go. I know Isaiah Simmons is the safe pick in this draft, but I think getting a offensive tackle in this draft because they're going to be flying off the board in that first round, I think this is a good pick for the Giants.
So now the Miami Dolphins are on the clock. That means that I am up again. So with the fifth pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the Miami Dolphins select Tua Tagovailoa, quarterback, Alabama.
Woo! Tua at five. I'm a little surprised.
Are you?
The injuries are not – you're not worried about the injuries with Tua.
The Miami Dolphins are not worried about the injuries with Tua, and they want to build their franchise around him.
So that makes it easy for me at six. The Chargers have struck out on every quarterback that they wanted. I think it's a good idea to not go with Rivers. He's throwing the ball like an old papaw, so forget about him. They wanted Brady. They didn't get him. I think they want Tua with this pick at six, which is why I do wonder if Okuda or Derek Brown, who Mel Kiper's got going in his mock, goes at three to Detroit. Could you then see the Chargers jump the Dolphins? But I do think that the Chargers go quarterback here. They don't have a choice. I'll go Justin Herbert, only because I don't know enough about Jordan Love. But if I don't think Herbert's all that spectacular, if they think Love is, then they could go Love with this pick. But I'll go with Justin Herbert with the sixth overall pick. Chase made that easy for me at six.
You could also trade down if you're the Chargers. If you're not convinced on Herbert, you could totally trade down.
So
she'll get Jordan Love.
If I had not taken Tua, you would have taken Tua.
Yes. I think the Chargers want Tua. I think that ultimately that pick comes down to do you take the risk or not? And the Chargers, even though who knows if we'll ever be able to actually buy tickets to a football game ever again, the Chargers have a new stadium they have to sell tickets to. Tua would be their guy for that.
Okay, well, there you go. So two quarterbacks back-to-back, three off the board already.
So Tua to Miami at five, Herbert to L.A. at six, and with the seventh overall pick in the mock draft, the Carolina Panthers select Derek Brown, defensive lineman out of Auburn. And it's tough to pass up Isaiah Simmons here because Matt Rhule, I think, would just go gaga over Isaiah Simmons, but Carolina had a porous run defense last year. And Derek Brown is said to be the best run plugger in this draft and could be even more than that and can rush the passer. So Derek Brown to Carolina at seven.
All right. So now with the eighth pick of the 2020 NFL draft, the Arizona Cardinals will select Andrew Thomas, offensive tackle from Georgia.
Wow.
Ooh.
You got to shake things up around here.
That is a take.
You are shaking things up. That is for sure.
All right. So
why Thomas over maybe
Jedrick
Wills or Becton or everybody else?
I watched Thomas play over Jedrick Wills before. Jedrick Wills is not going to be that good. I'm just going to throw that out there. I don't think he's going to be that good. I watched him at Alabama. He was not that good. But he has potential to be, but he's just not. I've watched Andrew Thomas play. He's probably one of the most, outside of Tristan Wirfs, probably one of the most dominant offensive tackles in this draft, in my opinion. So that's why I'm taking him at 8.
We all know and that also Arizona needs to protect Kyler Murray.
And also Arizona's very, and I've been looking this up, Arizona's very intrigued with Andrew Thomas. So therefore, that's why I'm going with Andrew Thomas.
All right.
Do we think at this point in the real draft tonight, there's going to be a lot of wheeling and dealing going on, I think, in this area?
Yeah, because that's what, like, I'm picking mostly through trades down. So, like, yeah, Andrew Thomas at 8 is high, but I do think that Arizona will trade down to get Andrew Thomas, just like I think the Giants will trade down to get Tristan Wirfs. So it's not that they're all going to be in that 4 or that 8 spot. It's just I'm thinking they're trading down to get these players, too.
Yeah. All right, that brings us to Jacksonville with the 9th pick in the 2020 NFL Draft. The Jacksonville Jaguars select Isaiah Simmons from Clemson. I heard a groan.
Man, if they end up with Simmons. I mean, look, the Jags can never get it right, it seems like, but Simmons is going to be such a good player.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he totally is, and I kind of looked at it as best player available, and he's totally the best player available for them. So I don't think they end up picking at 9, but if they did, then that's what I think they would do. We will wrap up this segment with Jared and the 10th pick.
So this was made even easier. The Cleveland Browns with the 10th pick go Jedrick Wills Jr. out of Alabama. He will be their left tackle with Jack Conklin as the right tackle. And this pick was made even easier when Marquise said that he didn't think Jedrick Wills was going to be any good. Because that tells me the Cleveland Browns, that's a perfect pick for the Cleveland Browns. If Marquise says he's not going to be any good, he falls in line with every other first-round pick the Cleveland Browns have made. So I'll go Jedrick Wills out of Alabama with the 10th overall pick.
Look,
the Cleveland
man, look, he may prove me wrong, but I watched him play against Javion Kinlaw, and it was awful. It was bad. He looked bad against Javion Kinlaw. So, look, he may prove me wrong, and I hope he does because Alabama grad here, but look, Andrew Thomas is, like, all offseason, that's been the topic of discussion outside of Tristan Wirfs was Andrew Thomas and how good he is. So, look, Jedrick Wills, hopefully you prove me wrong because, you know, roll tide roll, but whatever.
So no, that will do it for the first 10 picks. We are 10 in. When we come back here on the Rundown, our mock draft, Ryan Porth is on the clock with the New York Jets. So good luck with that, Ryan. We'll do that when we come back. ESPN 102.5 The Game. The Game Nashville is your NFL draft home for the much-anticipated event, which starts tonight. Tune in to ESPN 102.5 The Game and 94.9 for all of our coverage presented by Sudden Service Convenience Stores and Wyatt Johnson Ford, your Nashville Ford dealership. Chase McCabe, Ryan Porth, Jared Stillman, Marquise Munson here with you on the Rundown as we go through our mock draft. The entire first round, we are 10 picks in. Yes, Joe Burrow did go number one overall to Cincinnati. No real surprises through the first 10 rounds, first 10 picks, I should say. Now Ryan Porth is on the clock with the New York Jets.
And with the 11th overall pick, the New York Jets select Mekhi Becton, tackle out of Louisville. I think the Jets could easily go receiver here, but they could also easily find a quality receiver early in round 2. They have to protect Sam Darnold. And what better pick than to go with Mekhi Becton? And we go to our Louisville expert, Jared Stillman, for his analysis of this pick.
Oh, I think that Becton is going to be a typical Jets pick. He's probably a right tackle. They'll try him out at left tackle. I mean, I watched him every game. I thought he was, you know, a third-round pick just watching him. Big guy, nice feet. And then all of a sudden, I started seeing the mock drafts of first round, fourth overall. And I was like, ooh, whoa now. So I don't know if I love Becton at 11, but, you know, compared to some of the other tackles in the draft, like he's got better feet than Ezra Cleveland out of Boise State. He's definitely in the top tier of tackles, so it makes sense at 11 to the Jets.
Oh, he's your Jedrick Wills. Congratulations.
All right. I know this is a proud moment for Marquise Munson as he gets to select the first pick of the Las Vegas Raiders. So, Marquise, enjoy your moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, with the 12th pick of the 2020 NFL Draft, the Las Vegas, I'm going to make sure, somebody's going to say Oakland, I bet.
Probably.
You. The Las Vegas Raiders will select Jerry Jeudy, wide receiver, Alabama. And I've been struggling with this because it's CeeDee Lamb, Henry Ruggs. I love all these wide receivers in this draft. I'm going to go Jerry Jeudy. He reminds me a lot of Amari Cooper, and that's why I didn't want to really match him up with Carr. But Carr is probably not going to be the quarterback anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, enjoy Mariota.
Marcus is going to be the quarterback there.
Yeah, hopefully. hopefully it's somebody in this draft, but, you know.
I don't know. But yeah,
that's one of y'all picks. But you know.
Not surprised that the Alabama guy and Raiders guy selects Jerry Jeudy, but I honestly think that's where he ends up anyway. So your guys' thoughts on that pick?
You know who they're picking if Al Davis is still alive?
Who's that?
Ruggs.
Yeah.
I mean, if Al Davis is still alive, that pick, and I would take Jeudy over Ruggs every day. I mean, to me, it's Jeudy one, and then Ruggs or Lamb, dependent upon, do you want the better receiver or do you want the faster guy? If you want the better receiver, you go Lamb. If you want the faster guy, you go Ruggs. But if Al Davis were still alive, the same guy who took Darius Hayward Bay over Michael Crabtree in the 2009 draft, I think Al Davis would go Henry Ruggs with that 40 time in a heartbeat.
Well, why are we bringing up old drafts, man? Let's just focus on 2020, man. Like we're on the 2020.
While we were at it, how about another combine pick by the Raiders back in the day, Fabian Washington?
Ooh,
that's part of that 2005 draft. That 2005 draft that Chase said is going to be on ESPN later.
Well, it's on right now. Apparently, I don't have it on, but I saw that on the guide. All right, so now I'm up. We go to the Bay Area. The San Francisco 49ers are on the clock with the 13th pick in the 2020 NFL draft. The San Francisco 49ers select CeeDee Lamb, wide receiver, Clemson.
Is you mean Oklahoma?
Oklahoma. I don't know why I said Clemson. I meant Oklahoma. Sorry.
I mean, the Niners need a receiver.
They need some targets there. They need some help. So,
absolutely, I think Jimmy G and CD would be very good.
So I've got Tampa Bay, Tom Brady at 14 overall, and if you look at Tampa Bay, they pretty much have needs everywhere, other than quarterback, wide receiver. They need a running back, and I don't know how I feel about this pick. This looks like, if the draft plays out this way, that this would be a huge trade-down spot. But I'm giving Tom Brady DeAndre Swift out of Georgia with the 14th overall pick. We can't trade out here, but I can't take Justin Jefferson or Henry Ruggs because I've got Chris Godwin and Mike Evans. I've got O.J. Howard, and I've got Rob Gronkowski, so I don't need a pass catcher. I'm certainly not taking the best player on the board, who I'm going to hold on to in my back pocket in hopes that I can pick him with one of my other picks. But if they go defense, they don't need a pass rusher because they've got Shaq Barrett and JPP. So Kalavon Chaisson's not an option there. DeAndre Swift is a top 15, top 20 player in this draft. They need a running back. I go DeAndre Swift at 14 to Tampa Bay with no tackles available.
Man.
I don't hate that pick, Jared. I think.
I do.
Why? Because we're going to take it?
Yeah, because it was a future pick for somebody else, but I'll get to it when we get to that team. But come on, man. It's too high for DeAndre Swift, man.
Well, like that's why it's a trade-out spot, but I can't trade out. No. So yeah. I got to take somebody. And do you feel like, I feel like if you take Swift with the 14th pick, you may be taking the 14th best player in the draft with that pick.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think DeAndre Swift's very underrated in this draft.
If that offense had Brady and Evans and Godwin and Swift and Gronk.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, you got to give it time to gel, and with, you know, the uncertainties with training camp and all that, I do worry about that and how long it's going to take, but I like that, Jared. I think that's obviously filling a need, and he fits. He fits what Brady's going to do, so I don't hate that pick at all. Denver is on the clock with Ryan Porth.
So with the 15th overall pick, the Denver Broncos select Henry Ruggs III out of Alabama. They need a receiver to take the top off the defense, and Henry Ruggs can absolutely do that and put him opposite Cortland Sutton. And suddenly Drew Lock has some pieces to play with offensively. So Henry Ruggs to the Broncos at 15.
So I actually, what's crazy about this pick is I think because of Sutton's ability, I might go Jefferson. I agree with you, wide receiver. I might go Jefferson over Ruggs.
Would you?
Because, you know, Sutton is a real down-the-field kind of threat. Not that having another guy like that can run like Ruggs would be a bad thing. But I wonder if we're talking about pure receiving, is Jefferson better than Ruggs?
Probably. And there have been a lot of different mock drafts that have had Justin Jefferson going to the Broncos at 15. But, look, speed kills right now. I think you look at the example that the Chiefs have offensively of Mecole Hardman and Tyreek Hill, and that's in their division. I think you get enamored with the speed of Ruggs and go with him at 15.
All right.
The Atlanta Falcons are on the clock.
The Atlanta Falcons. Let's go down to the ATL for the 16th pick of the 2020 NFL Draft. And this pick basically was handed to me because this is what the Falcons want, so I'm going to give it to them. C.J. Henderson, cornerback, Florida.
All right.
I was waiting for C.J. Henderson myself with one of my picks. I think
well,
C.J. Henderson.
Well, you deserve that, Jared. Thank you for taking DeAndre Swift.
He was penciled in to go 17th.
Buzzy, I'm sorry about that. Look, the Falcons, they need a cornerback. Desmond Trufant's obviously not there anymore. He went to the Lions. So they need to fill that spot up. And they're even talking about trading up to possibly get C.J. because they fear that the Raiders could possibly get them at 12 because they also need a cornerback as well. So that's why I went with that pick. So C.J. Henderson, it basically fell in the Falcons' lap. They don't even have to trade for it. Thank you, guys.
C.J. Henderson is a bad man, boy.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, I mean, I like the pick. Like I said, if he was there at 17 to the Cowboys, that's where he was going because they need cornerback help as well. So, and look, and the Falcons need to get this thing turned around because I feel like that they haven't, since they lost that Super Bowl, it's just been downhill. And if that regime wants to stay in place, they have to be successful. And with a division that has two stud teams at the top, they got to do something. So.
I think, and that's why I think they build on defense, because when you look at their offense, I mean, Matt Ryan's still pretty good, you know, Julio Jones and obviously Calvin Ridley, and you just got Todd Gurley. So I think their offense, and maybe they need to work on the offensive line a little bit, and that was kind of like the second pick if C.J. Henderson wasn't available. But, you know, they got to start building up on that defense again. So, you know, we'll see how it goes with C.J. Henderson from Florida.
What's amazing with that pick in Atlanta, and everyone's heard the same thing, that Atlanta wants to move up in this draft, is they, in theory, could land Henderson, Chaisson, or Kinlaw with that pick, and all three of them fit a need the Falcons have.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And if C.J. Henderson, I was either going to go offensive tackle, depending on who was available, or I was going to go with Kinlaw. So, the Falcons need a lot of help, but a lot of it's on the defensive side.
Couldn't you see? So, Jeff Okuda, there are, I guess, some rumblings that he might fall, especially if someone trades up to 3 to get someone other than Jeff Okuda. If Jeff Okuda is sitting there at 8 overall and Jacksonville could use a corner, I would not be surprised to see Atlanta trade up and get Okuda at 8 with Arizona.
I could see. I mean, yeah, it could totally happen.
What's it cost to move from 16 to 8? That'll probably cost you your 2022 first, or 2021 first. But the problem is that if you're Dan Quinn, or more importantly, if you're Thomas Dimitroff, you may not even be making that 2021 pick. So
plus, you need that stud corner with Breeze and Brady in your division.
I mean, especially considering they lost Trufant, and I think they lost Robert Alford. So that being said, though, that's a man-for-man corner. Same with the pick of Henderson. That's a man-for-man corner, and Atlanta plays that kind of Tampa 2, Seattle, Richard Sherman kind of defense. So maybe it's round peg, square hole kind of thing, but I don't know, or what is it, square peg, round hole. Square peg, round hole kind of thing, but that's kind of a Floyd thing and not a me thing, so who knows.
I have changed this pick probably 3 times now with the needs of the Dallas Cowboys, but with the 17th pick in the 2020 NFL draft, the Dallas Cowboys select Kalaivon Chaisson, edge rusher from LSU.
I think if Chaisson's there at 17, he's their pick.
Yeah, I do too. I've seen mocks with him in it. And they need corner, but they also need edge. I mean, that defense needs some help, and So I think once Henderson came off, I'm like, all right, let's go Chase on. I think it's solid. Jared, you're up with Miami.
With the 18th overall pick in the 2020 draft, the Miami Dolphins select, and I'm going to go a little bit here, Justin Jefferson, wide receiver, LSU. And I know they've got Devontae Parker, but if I've got Tua as my quarterback, as Chase made that pick with the 5th overall pick, I need to start giving Tua help. It's too early to take a tackle that's in that second wave. It's too early to take Ezra Cleveland, and it's too early to take some of those kind of guys. I don't want to take Antoine Winfield Jr. here, Xavier McKinney, the safety, one of those guys to replace Minka Fitzpatrick, because I've got another pick later in this round that I could use if I'm Miami on that safety. So I'll go Justin Jefferson right here. This may be a good trade situation with a team like the Vikings at 22 or the Eagles at 21 to trade back and get a little something to add to that draft kitty if you're Miami. But right now I go Justin Jefferson with that pick here on the board.
That makes 11 of the first 18 picks in this mock draft out of the SEC.
Hey, it just means more. AFC, NFC, SEC.
All right, we will take a quick timeout as we go through our mock draft here on the rundown. Jared Stillman, Marquise Munson, Ryan Porth, Chase McCabe, ESPN, 102.5 The Game. Are you working from home during the COVID-19 pandemic? Stream us from anywhere. Download the Game Nashville app. Enable our Alexa skill. Darren McFarland, you should do that. Or Google Home and ask to play 102.5 The Game or live stream from our website, thegamenashville.com. We are ready. Welcome back into the rundown here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Chase McKay, Ryan Porth, Marquise Munson, and Jared Stillman from Jared and the GM. He and Floyd Reese will be live today starting at 2 to get you set for tonight's NFL draft. So we are doing our mock draft right now, gentlemen. Let's recap quickly where we are to this point before Ryan makes the 19th pick for the Vegas Raiders. Joe Burrow goes number one overall to Cincinnati, followed by Chase Young to Washington, Jeff Okuda to Detroit, Tristan Wirfs to the Giants, Tua goes to Miami, 5th overall, Justin Herbert to the Chargers, 6th overall, then it's Derek Brown to Carolina, Andrew Thomas to Arizona, Isaiah Simmons to Jacksonville, Jedrick Wills to Cleveland, Mekhi Becton goes to the Jets, Jerry Jeudy to the Raiders, CeeDee Lamb to San Francisco, DeAndre Swift, Jared taking him, going to Tampa Bay to help Tom Brady, Henry Ruggs III to Denver, C.J. Henderson to Atlanta, Chaseon goes to Dallas, and Justin Jefferson to the Miami Dolphins. That's where we are, and the Las Vegas Raiders are now on the clock.
With the 19th overall pick, the Las Vegas Raiders select Trevon Diggs, cornerback, Alabama. Vegas is in dire need of some defensive help, especially at corner, and Diggs at corner is a pretty good pick here. I know Diggs has been all over the board when you look at other mock drafts, but Trevon Diggs, good career there at Alabama, and I think a pretty safe pick there at 19 for the Raiders.
Definitely a need for them.
To Alabama
at 19, that's kind of a reach.
Yeah, I mean, I would trade
down. Who you talk to?
Yeah,
I mean, some people think Diggs is a top 20 player. Others, like Mel Kiper, think he's more in the 50s or 60s.
I could see him being around, I don't know, the 29th pick. Whoever picks there, I could see that. But you're taking him 19th overall to Vegas, so there you go.
I am.
Marquise is on the clock with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
And with the 20th pick of the 2020 NFL draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars, they got a lot of drama on the defensive line, but let's add some fresh faces. Let's add Kinlaw from South Carolina, the one who destroyed Jedrick Wills in that Alabama-South Carolina game. I just needed a defensive tackle, so let's go with Kinlaw here.
Javon Kinlaw going with the 20th overall pick. So they are loading up, according to our mock draft, getting much better on defense are the Jacksonville Jaguars. So
I don't think they're worried about their offense because it's tank for Trevor Lawrence season.
Right. Yeah, and I think that is what they're going to do. So that brings up the 21st pick in the NFL draft, the Philadelphia Eagles. When I was doing some research for this and kind of looking at their needs, it was very consistent. So they select Brandon Ayuk, receiver from Arizona State.
I think a lot of people think Philadelphia is going to go wide receiver here. I also think there's probably a reason they'll go wide receiver is because Minnesota, who picks behind them, absolutely has to go either wide receiver or corner here, you would feel like. And so by taking those guys right off the board at that point, you kind of leave Minnesota saying, okay, what do we take here? Because a lot of guys, T. Higgins is probably not good enough to go with the 22nd pick where Minnesota sits. I think Philadelphia may even try to trade up to get into one of those top three receivers.
Yeah, I could see that too. Because, I mean, I like Ayuk a lot from Arizona State. Herm Edwards was all over ESPN talking about him. But, you know, do you like him at 21st overall? I kind of went with the same rationale that you did, Jared, with DeAndre Swift. Can't trade out, have to fill the need. And so that's why I went there. You're on the clock now with Minnesota.
So I'm going to go pure best player available here. And Mike Zimmer has always liked captains of the defense, and he has always liked guys that can make multiple plays at that middle linebacker spot. I think this is pure best player available because the receiver's still on the board. I think Denzel Mims is too early for this pick. I think T. Higgins is too early for this pick. I think A.J. Terrell at corner is probably too early with this pick. And I think Jalen Johnson, the corner, is probably a little too early with this pick. And Diggs is gone. I'm going to go Kenneth Murray out of Oklahoma. Mel Kiper Jr. has him 18th on the big board. That would be the top remaining player for Minnesota to be able to get Kenneth Murray with the 22nd pick, the 18th best player. You talk to a lot of people that say Murray may be one of the safest players in this draft. They've lost Everson Griffin. I know he's a pass rusher. Murray's an inside guy. But Minnesota is, don't forget about the defense, which when the Vikings got to the NFC title game with Case Keenum as their quarterback, they were just solid across the board defense. I go Kenneth Murray out of Oklahoma with the 22nd pick.
That's a good pick. And New England sitting there at 23, there's a collective groan.
What are they going to do?
Belichick's house. So that was going to be the New England pick at 23. But the Patriots have to go a different direction here. And with the 23rd overall pick, the New England Patriots select Patrick Queen, linebacker, LSU. They had all sorts of losses in the offseason in the front seven, including Jamie Collins, Kyle Van Noy. They need defensive help, and they get Queen.
Okay. I was kind of wondering the direction you'd go. I didn't think you'd go quarterback, but I like it. I don't have any.
No, I mean the Patriots sound fine with Jared Stidham. I'm not going to sit here and say that's the right call, but. I think they have a lot of needs on that team, to be sure, especially in the front seven.
They're fine with Jared Stidham, and we're fine with Jared Stillman.
There you go.
That's how we roll. Marquise,
hey, I'm established. I don't know about, you know, Jared Stidham throwing like one pass in the NFL. Is one of Jamal Adams' two interceptions in his career.
You're established. You're right.
Been around the block a little bit.
Let's go to Marquise Munson. He is on the clock with the New Orleans Saints.
All right. Thank you for not doing what I thought you were going to do. Because with the 24th pick of the 2020 NFL draft, the New Orleans Saints select Jordan Love, quarterback, Utah State.
As soon as you said, thanks for not doing what I thought you were going to do, I said Jordan Love.
Mm-hmm, me too.
So there we go. Jordan Love to study under Drew Brees for a year.
The Saints are one of the few teams in the draft who really don't have any needs.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, they're pretty well set, so they can just basically plan for the future.
Well, and having a quarterback sit under Drew Brees for a year, I definitely think that would benefit the Saints and also Jordan Love. I think if Jordan Love goes to a team and they try to make him a starter in year one, that's going to fail miserably.
One thing that would hurt, though, is if they do take Jordan Love in this spot, is that it automatically – probably means that they're not serious that Taysom Hill is the heir apparent to Drew Brees.
Well, I don't think they are. So that's
I don't think they are either.
That's the main reason why I got him. If they had faith in him, he would have played some snaps at quarterback last year over Teddy Bridgewater. But
when Drew got hurt?
Yes. So I don't think they have any faith in him as far as a quarterback. A starting quarterback. As a weapon, yes. As a starting quarterback, no. So that's why I go with Jordan Love. Build around him in 2 years or so.
All right, that leaves the Minnesota Vikings. And, Jared, you brought up some of the needs that they have. And as I listen to the other picks, I have several in mind that I could try and fill with this one. But I'm actually going to go edge with Yetur Gross-Matos from Penn State.
Man, I think he stinks. Like, I know, like, I watched a lot of him. Like, I don't think he stinks. I think that. I think he's like a second-round solid player. But I don't ever see him being like a true edge rusher. Not that I think there's a true edge rusher left. I think Chaisson is the last, you know, true legit edge rusher until you take the injury risk on Terrell Lewis. But, boy, I do not like Yetur Gross-Matos or A.J. Epenesa. I just think neither guy is going to legitimately go hit the quarterback.
Well, this is kind of where you're seeing him in a lot of mocks and a lot of analysis.
Oh, yeah, A lot of people love him. But
and I've seen him linked to the Titans, and I kind of lean towards doing something different. But that's where I'm going with Minnesota. You're on the clock with Miami.
I'm going best player available again, going back to Mel Kiper's big board. Miami's got a lot of needs. And at some point, Miami's got to take a tackle, which is why I thought about taking Josh Jones, the tackle out of Houston with this pick, because at some point they have to get a tackle. I'm going to go, though, Xavier McKinney. You're talking about Mel Kiper's big board. Mel's got McKinney ranked as the 15th best player in this draft. He's sitting there at 26. You're talking about taking the 15th best player with the 26th pick, and he replaces Minka Fitzpatrick, who this pick was for. So you get another Alabama safety in Xavier McKinney. Obviously, he's probably not as good as Minka Fitzpatrick, but I would go with the 15th best player in this draft with the 26th pick.
There you go. And we heard a groan from Ryan Porth, so I guess
that was Seattle's pick at 27.
So that now you have to scramble. Pete Carroll and company scrambling in the war room.
Yeah, they're scrambling in the war room, but they have their pick. And with the 27th overall pick, the Seattle Seahawks select Marlon Davidson, defensive lineman out of Auburn.
I heard another groan.
That's just too early for him, is it not, Marquise?
A lot of people are really high on Marlon
Davidson. Yeah, I am too. I'm not going to lie. I thought I'm surprised he wasn't higher than expected, but, you know, I think he's pretty good. I thought he was actually going to go to the Titans, to be honest with you.
Helps the D-line there in Seattle with the loss of with Clowney. So, Davidson at 27.
Real quick, Marquise, go ahead and select for Baltimore, and then that'll leave the Titans.
All right, with the 28th pick of the 2020 NFL Draft, the Baltimore Ravens is going to select A.J. Taylor from Clemson, cornerback from Clemson.
So they go corner right with the 28th overall pick. So we will take a quick pause. That will give us some time for yours truly to select for the Tennessee Titans at 29 overall, and we will wrap up our mock draft. Chase McCabe, Ryan Porth, Marquise Munson, Jared Stillman, The Rundown, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back into The Rundown, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Chase McCabe, Ryan Porth, every day at 9 o'clock. Marquise Munson back at the Game Nashville Studios, presented by Wholesale Inc., Mount Juliet, powered by RumbleOn.com. Jared Stillman, 2 to 6 weekdays, Jared and the GM, alongside Floyd Reese. As we do our mock draft this morning, the Tennessee Titans are now on the clock, 29th overall. Just to recap for you, no trades. No trades in this one. We are picking where these teams are slated to pick. So with that said, you guys have actually made this relatively easy for me with looking at the Titans' positions of need. I have been very consistent in saying that they needed to go corner, that with Logan Ryan looking like he's not going to be back, they have to address that position. I understand that edge rush continues to be in need as well, but I am sticking to my guns, and I am going corner. So with the 29th overall pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the Tennessee Titans select Christian Fulton, cornerback from LSU.
Woof. Woof.
You don't like that.
That's a horrible pick. That's the first pick today that I have sat there and said, that is a horrible pick.
Why is it a horrible pick?
Because it's too much of a reach. He's like the 45th best player. You're taking him 29th overall. He runs okay, but not fast enough to run with Cooks or Kenny Stills or Fuller or T.Y. Hilton. And at the same time, there's tackles out there you could take, like a Josh Jones from Houston that could come in and be the right tackle of the future. There's another corner in Gladney who is faster, who could, in theory, run with those kind of players. There's a guy who's bigger, who's more lengthy, in Jalen Johnson out of Utah. And then you've got the whole problem of the suspension that Fulton had to sit out for trying to fake a drug test. I hate that pick.
I have given Jared his entire 3 o'clock hour. You're welcome, Nash.
I mean, I hate that pick. Not as much as the constant mocking of Gross Matos. Like, I don't love Gross Matos because I think he's like bringing in Derek Morgan, and I just don't like Derek Morgan's players that are, you know, wearing jerseys but aren't doing really anything. And that's what I see Gross Matos being. Fulton, I would liken Fulton to the Kendall Wright of corners. Like, he can do it, but can't you get Kendall Wright's production in the third round?
You can, but I'm not going to go there and call him Kendall Wright. Come on now.
Kendall Wright of corner. Kendall Wright had a 1,000-yard receiving season. I mean, Kendall Wright was not horrible. Now, I don't like him. But, again, Fulton is, I don't want to say run-of-the-mill, but if they trade back into the second round, that's where I say, okay, you can take Fulton with the 45th pick in this draft. There's too many guys that are all kind of bunched in there who will be available in the second round, whether it's Fulton, Igbinogheni, Jalen Johnson. There's just Marquise, help me out. I do not like this pick.
I mean, I would take AJ Taylor if he was available, but he wasn't. So
AJ Terrell,
excuse me. But yeah, I'm not a fan of this pick. I don't know. I'm not a fan of this pick.
Well, I mean, I'm looking at Dane Brugler.
I feel like I'm on an island here.
You are on an island here.
Well, okay, Ryan's in it too.
I know one person that backs me up on this, but they're not on this show currently.
Now, Fulton is a 4.46, which is not bad, but it's not good when you're talking about, you know, Fuller and Stills and those kind of guys. And you could drop down and get Igbinogheni, who's a 4.47. So that's, when you're talking about the running speed of those kind of guys.
So would you, if you had the Titans pick, what would you have gone corner and just in Gladney, or would you have gone another position altogether?
That's a tough question because I'm not exactly sure. I think what I would have done if I had the Titans pick is exactly what I'm about to do for Green Bay.
And that's
Denzel Mims out of Baylor. This may be a reach on Mims, although Mims may go way higher. The truth is outside of Henry Ruggs, Mims might be the second fast receiver in the draft. When you're talking about a guy that can run. And so there's two in the second round, Jalen Reagor and KJ Hamler out of Penn State. But I don't think the Titans can wait that long. I truly think the Titans trade out. We don't allow trades in this. I think they trade into the second round. I would have gone Mims over Fulton, but I wouldn't be disappointed with Gladney or Johnson over Mims.
There you go. Ryan, because we're running out of time, go ahead and make your selection for San Francisco.
So with the 31st overall pick, the San Francisco 49ers, who took CeeDee Lamb at 13, receiver out of Oklahoma, meaning they don't need a receiver here, at 31, they're going to need secondary help in the coming years because they have a lot of contracts coming off the books. So they draft for the future here and get Jalen Johnson out of Utah, cornerback.
Jalen Johnson goes 31st overall to the San Francisco 49ers. So that means, Marquise Munson, you have the final pick in the first round, 32nd to Kansas City.
Well, thank you for taking DeAndre Swift, because this is where he was going to go. But, you know, I digress. I'll end it with a bang anyway. I'm going to go with the last pick of the NFL draft, Cesar Ruiz, center from Michigan. That's how you end with a bang. What a player.
Riveting.
Stud.
Trevor Baddich on like Tuesday was a big fan of Cesar Ruiz as a potential late first-round pick.
But don't the Chiefs already have a center?
Marquise.
I mean, hey, I looked at every draft board, and this is what the Chiefs had, so there you go.
So he goes with that.
I go with whatever they had on the draft board with the Chiefs. Because the Chiefs was because I wanted Swift. That was the only thing. I was like, okay, Chiefs, Swift, that's all I'm going with on that. So
then why didn't you go with Jonathan Taylor at 32?
I just feel like Swift offered a little bit more than just running. That's why I didn't really want. That's why I wanted to go Swift, because he can also pass catch as well. Jonathan Taylor's a one, like a Derrick Henry back. So
Jonathan Taylor's a bad man, boy, I tell you.
He is, but he'll go in the second round.
Wouldn't it be scary if Denzel Mims falls to 32 and the Chiefs get him and they get Mims and Hill and Hardman?
Okay, so Jared, you and I are on the same page. We think they trade out at 29. Marquise, Ryan, what do you guys think? Do they pick at 29 or are they trading out?
I think the Titans are trading out at 29, but here's the thing. So many teams are saying we would like to trade down and get more picks. So it may not – not every team can trade down or trade out of the right. first round. So if I had to guess, that's what I think will happen. That's what I would do if I was John Robinson to get some more mid-round picks, because we all need – they have – multiple needs to fill on both sides of the ball.
Well, there you go. That's going to do it. We will post this, and you can see the picks that we have made. But Christian Fulton, that's who I had going 29th overall to the Titans. Jared absolutely hates it. So
hates it.
Again, he will address that today on his show starting at 2 o'clock with Floyd Reese, Jared, and the GM. That is going to do it for the rundown. Stick around, though. Darren Donick and Chase is next on ESPN 102.5 The Game.